Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We're back. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Now, 6 minutes into the second hour, final hour. I've been covering the fact that U.S.-backed Georgian forces launched a massive sneak attack into Russian-controlled territories, violating international peace agreements from 1992, killing more than 2,000 people. And they have so much disdain and contempt for the American people. Our government does. The criminals that run it are criminal-controlled media. But they lied and said that Russia launched a sneak attack. Just an absolute, complete fraud. You can verify it's a fraud in about 10 seconds. They don't care. Now, the amazing thing is about 90% of the newspapers and TV news shows said the lie. But then even on some of the networks, they would then later admit the truth. And a lot of newspapers admitted the truth. So they're not even getting their lies straight now. Because all media, even all mainstream media, is not lying. And that's a whole other subject, not just the sneak attack, the start of a new hot war, moving weapons into Georgia, moving weapons into Ukraine, Poland, NATO announcing it has a new doctrine of preemptively nuking Russia. They've been announcing this for 2 years. No, not that. It's the issue of how controlled our media is, how much lying they do, how dangerous that is. I mean, that's tyranny, folks, when you've got lies of this magnitude. And what does that say about the American people, that the elites would lie like this, that they would think they could get away with something like this? And what else are they lying about? Well, pretty much everything. They lie, they spin, they tell half-truths, like no government I've ever seen. I've never been a fan of Russia, never been a fan of the communists, and never been a fan of their corrupt kind of free market system they've got now. I'm not even siding with Russia, but the point is I've been watching the Russian news, reading the reports, checking it with other reports, and they're telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and that even freaks me out more, that they tell the truth. It's incredible. There's not even a spin involved. In fact, they got the head of the Russian military is freaking out on TV going, what is going on? Why have you attacked us? Why is your media lying and saying we attacked your country or attacked one of your satellites? Why are you doing this? What is wrong? Why are you moving weapons up against our borders? And Ukraine is threatening to not let the Russian fleet land at the port that they've leased. Look at this news I've got here. Bush's speech continues dangerous brinksmanship with Russia. More threats today. Russian forces still entrenched in Georgia. Ukraine offers satellite defense cooperation with Europe. London Telegraph, Ukraine inflamed, mounting east-west tensions today by offering a Soviet-built satellite facility as part of the European Missile Defense Program, which, again, is a sneak attack system is what it is, so the Russians can't defend themselves. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile deal. They're also in Poland. This is the type of news I have here. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Taj in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I wanted to talk about the Dan Rather video that you got up on Infowars.com.
Yes.
We all know the 9/11 Commission report denied finding the boxes. The FBI lied about it. But, I'm sure you remember behind-the-scenes, DeMozzi and Ballone talk about how they witnessed three of the black boxes recovered from the scene. Has anybody, are you aware of anybody who's tried to get these guys, on interview or anything like that to talk
about?
Yeah,
let me fill people in because you are in the know, you're informed, you probably know where the United States is located on a map, you probably know how to brush your teeth or wipe your nose, you probably have an IQ of above 100, but the general public, I'm sad to say, has no idea what you're talking about. And I was going to cover this near the end of the show if I had time. This really isn't a new development other than the fact that it's a new video clip backing this up. We have the photos of the black boxes, the really orange with black stripes, three of the four, there's two per plane, from the North and South Tower. They were discovered basically undamaged. firefighters, Giuliani, they held them up. They announced it was the boxes. They said we had them. It was in the news. It was in the New Jersey news. It was in the Philadelphia news. I called the two firefighters who later said, yeah, the FBI grabbed them away from us, threatened us, and said, you did not find three of the four boxes. And so I called them at home about 5 years ago when this broke, you know, after the fact. And they said, we've been threatened, we're scared, we won't come on your show. Yes, we do have Dan Rather being told Giuliani's live at the scene holding up the boxes. And he said, we're going to go to that in the, quote, feed cut. And they were unable to show those boxes. So I do have that clip. It's up on Infowars.com. And it's just one more piece of the ongoing cover-up.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The cover-up is amazing, and people just don't see what's going on. I mean, you got to be blind not to see. There's extensive amounts of evidence.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and that's just one facet of it. Let's go ahead now. Thank you for the call. Jonathan in Philly, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Alex, I'm a five-year listener, and I've got your books and videos and Prison Planet TV and Berkey and Ice, all that. Great, and thank you for making me historically and politically aware. Alex, basically, I'm an ex-Yuppie, I guess, but currently committed for late Catholic. And I didn't want to call in as a disagreeer because I agree with everything you do say. But over the years, there's two things that kind of don't sit with me that I hear every once in a while. First of all, I just want to say, before I get to them, I just want to ask this question in general. I think is the root of it. In your opinion, why? It just seems to me such a disconnect between pro-lifers and patriot movement. Patriot movement, and I learned a lot through you, 9/11, Second Amendment, Federal Reserve, false upright paradigm, war in Iraq, media mind control.
Sir, I spoke out on three different shows this week against abortion. I did long, extensive 10- and 20-minute rants about how we are an evil culture that's aborted 50-plus million babies since 1974, Roe v. Wade. And I have constantly spoken out about how it's part of a eugenics program. And I've made a film, Endgame, that gets into the larger eugenics program. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear you this week. Sorry.
But I mean, I do speak out against abortion. It's not true.
You do. And I'm just asking the question, why would there be a disconnect? Whereas the pro-lifers, they're more focused on contraception, divorce, against homosexuality, against abortion. I'm just wondering, in your mind, why is there seem to be a disconnect?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay, well, so I'm coming from like a pro-life angle.
I really don't understand. I mean, I just told you I cover all that.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, let me.
You're
get
saying
on with...
you've never heard me speak out against abortion.
No, I do hear you. I do hear you speak out. And when you do an excellent job. And my Endgame was great. I got into a lot of the.
Well, listen, thank you, thank you. It's just. You know, I don't know what I can do. I mean, I don't know what I can do for people. I had some guy call me at the end of the Friday show and say, why aren't you covering Dennis Kucinich's impeachment of George Bush? I mean, I play clips on the air. I've covered it. I've had him on. I do everything I can. I mean, really, I think, folks, I'm not the one taxing you out of existence. I'm not the one devaluing the dollar, the one launching wars. I'm not the one doing all this. And so the show really isn't about Alex Jones. I mean, I had the New York Times attack me Friday for criticizing Barack Obama. I'm not really here talking much about that. Most talk show hosts are making a huge deal out of it. I don't really care. I don't want to make the show about Alex Jones because that isn't going to wake people up and save this country. Okay, I want to make it about the news and about the information and the topics that we cover here. And I'm doing the best job I can, Jonathan. We're going to go to break. When we get back, George, Brett, David, and many, many others that are patiently holding, we are going to get to you. I do have some police state news. I do have some economic news I'm going to cover as well. But I'm going to continue with your calls in the next segment after this quick break. I'm not going to save you. A lot of people come to me and say, you need to do this, you need to do that. I don't have as much pull as you think. The solution is in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That is the solution. Okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guess what happened this week? We called up the Austin Police Department and said, hey, we'd like to interview Arne Acevedo, the police chief. They call right back and they say, yeah, he wants to come do it. He shows up just with one person in studio Thursday during the weekday show at my studios in South Austin and spent an hour with us. We're going to play about 12 minutes, some of the highlights of that hour-long interview. The whole thing's posted for free right there at Infowars.com. Now, the reason I had him on is we reach out to everybody, and he has actually done a few good things and some bad things. But he has been trying to interface with the community. Very charming, very intelligent individual. And he was telling me about the shows he listens to and how he likes my videos. And I was asking him questions about the films and the TV show, and he knew all about it. So he wasn't giving me a line of baloney. So that's interesting. That's coming up in the next to last segment and the last segment. Some of the highlights with Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Sacramento. Brett, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My question is with regards to the Russia-Georgia situation and its connection to China. Quite some time ago, a couple of decades ago, Anatoly Golitsyn, I think, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name.
That's right.
A Soviet defector wrote New Life's Role and Perestroika Deception, and as you know, he predicted the fall of the Soviet Union, et cetera. And he also suggested that the Sino-Soviet split
was false, and we've had General Benton Parton, who wrote the seminal War Doctrine paper on the falsehood, the staged Sino-Soviet split between China and Russia.
Right, and he claimed that even though that may go on for decades, that eventually they would reunite and form a powerful alliance. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, they did that. They did that 2 years ago with a new agreement. And so that's actually what's happening. I mean, that's the nature of power, is that Iran's bad, the U.S. is bad. Russia's corrupt, the United States is corrupt, England's corrupt, Germany's corrupt. I mean, read the Bible, read history, read, you know, common sense. Usually elites get into control that are corrupt and bad. And so the New World Order, the corporatist, as Carol Quigley, the top political scientist at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, he was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. These are the real shadow governments of England and the U.S., and he said that this banking elite funds both sides. And so they fund the conflicts to make money on both sides. And so it's the ultimate monopoly game. The difference here is this is a clear escalation by the West, by NATO, by the U.S. against Russia. I mean, am I saying Putin's a good guy? No, I've made films about how he was caught blowing up his own apartment buildings when he was vice president as a pretext to launch a war in Chechnya and to be brought into office in a popular election. So I just report the cold, hard facts. Make what you want of them. It's not good for world stability to have this happening, this escalation with Russia. But that's what they need to then say, oh, we need a strong global government to stop this. And then they merge the U.S. and Russia, which is what they're politically wanting to do. So, yes, there's a lot more to it. Great points, Brett. Appreciate you calling. Let's go to Bill in Michigan. Bill, you are on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
I pray for your safety every day, sir, and I hope that we can turn this thing around. But one thing we got to do, when we get control of this, we have got to get rid of these people with all the money. I don't know if you got to kill them or what you got to do, but the Rockefellers and some of these clowns, if we don't do it, Alex, in a year we're going to end up having to, or in 10 years our kids are going to have to
do it. Well, listen, let me comment on that. You know, you're saying basically arrest, get rid of the, quote, rich people. What the elites actually do throughout history is they go after. They always go after the middle class. They tell the poor people that the middle class is the elite. Somebody living in a one-room apartment making $1,000 a month or whatever, they think somebody living in a million-dollar house is a rich elitist. And that's what the big banks did in 1917. This is all declassified now. They funded the Bolsheviks to overthrow the czars and then the middle class under them to bring in a system to control populations. And so we don't want a French Revolution here where anybody who's got any money gets their heads whacked off. We want to prosecute those that have engaged in crimes and certainly confiscate their ill-gotten wealth. But we do not want some type of purge going on like Pol Pot, which the U.S. funded, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, running this Russian situation, brags that, that he helped them kill 2 million people. The U.S. helped Pol Pot, and they killed anybody who had glasses, because that meant they were middle class. Very, very serious. Let's go to another call here. Let's go to George in Florida. You're on the air, George.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to brace myself because of Tropical Storm Fay, and I'm just warning the listeners in Florida, if you got to evacuate, take your guns, take your food, and have your perkies ready.
That's right. In every case now, the National Guard comes in if it's a bad hurricane and confiscates your firearms, and they even go into high and dry areas and confiscate your guns. They're now using the National Guard to do door-to-door gun confiscation in Illinois, according to NBC News. All part of the new freedom.
And, yes, and like I say, I can just grab my food supply, my guns, and I'm taken far away from Florida.
How bad is that thing that's supposed to hit there? How bad is it supposed to be?
Well, I'm predicting it might hit like Tarpon Springs, Dunedin, Florida, where the eye would hit.
Well, I was looking at those tracks. They've got them all over the place. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, where I live, I'm where the surge would hit.
Yeah. Well, you better get out of there then. Let's go ahead and talk to BL in Texas. BL, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I wonder if you heard about Friday night's countdown. Democratic strategist Chris Kofinas called for the Democratic Party to deal with Jerome Corsi using extreme prejudice.
No, we have Dr. Corsi with the New York Times number one bestseller, Abomination. We had one of the first interviews he did a few weeks ago. The New York Times attacked him for the interviews he's done with me. And I know I got attacked in the New York Times, but I was not aware of this extreme prejudice. For those that don't know, that is military terminology for killing him.
Of course, he was called the poster child for lies and smears who sold his soul to get this book published. And at the end of the diatribe with the guest host and Kofinas, the smirking Kofinas turned a serious face to the camera and called for the Democratic Party to deal with Corsi using extreme prejudice. Unbelievable.
I need to look up that definition, but BL, from memory, doesn't that term mean violence?
It's a CIA euphemism for assassination.
Yeah, that's the cover term they use.
Right. It's from spinning the news to outright lies 24/7.
Well, all of the mainline neocon followers listening, who now realize Bush betrayed him and was bought and paid for by the New World Order, get ready for the Democrats, and then suddenly I'll be the darling of the right wing again. The left will hate me. No, I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're patriots. We love liberty and freedom, and both parties are bought and paid for by the New World Order. 90% of the American people in Gallup polls want to control the borders. They say no. 75% don't want gun control. They give it to us. 80% don't want a war. They throw it in our face. Anything else, BL?
That'll do it.
Thank you. All right, we're going to come back with a blitz on the police state, the economy, and the Austin police chief in studio. Stay with us.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies, smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, let me get into the Pentagon-designed police state grid. You see, the elite have put in electronic voting machines to basically cancel most major elections, to control them. NORTHCOM is now designated the United States as an enemy war zone. The American people are enemies of the criminal government. It's all stated in PD-51 and others. Look at this Washington Post today. U.S. may ease police spy rules. The Justice Department has proposed a new domestic spying measure that would make it easier for state and local police to collect intelligence about Americans. They're being federalized. Share the sensitive data with federal agencies and retain it for at least 10 years. Proposed changes would reverse the federal government's rules for police intelligence gathering for the first time since 1993 and would apply to any of the nation's 18,000 state and local police agencies receiving about 1.6 each year in federal grants. So federalizing them there. Here's another one. We actually broke this. We Are Change Colorado for the DNC found the secret FEMA camp. They built these in every major city. In my 1999 film, Police State 2, The Takeover, we show you these secret camps. City defends secret jail. Oh, it's secret. Local police, it's secret. It's got barbed wire, concertina wire. You sleep on concrete, enough for 5,000 people. Activist groups say the converted warehouse poses a threat to civil liberties. The city maintains that the facility is needed in case of mass arrest during the Democratic National Convention. The makeshift holding center, dubbed Gitmo on the Plate by activists, is located on city-owned property near Steel Street and 38th Street Avenue. When our reporters went out there to talk to them, the police screamed at them and told them leave. They can't have cameras in America. Can't have freedom. Newly installed security cameras guard the exterior chain-link fences. A secret prison. Also, Operation Sentinel, high-tech police state, takes shape. CBS News reports in New York, every car that enters on any of the 8 bridges or any other roads in will be tracked and traced, and will be recorded, your license plate. That's already been in nationwide. They're just letting you know. Another report here, how Big Brother watches your every move. In the ever-growing surveillance society, the average Briton is recorded 3 times a week. So just a report on that for you. You know, throughout history, what kills, what enslaves, what steals is corrupt governments. And the Founding Fathers told you this. History shows this. We have this huge governmental apparatus worldwide being built against the people. And they say it's in the guise of terrorism. Now in the fake green revolution for carbon footprints to regulate and track your every move and tax your very air you breathe. This is the age of control. Corrupt elites are making a move, and if the people don't wake up and realize this control grid that's going in around us, we're going to get in a lot more trouble. On the banking front, I've seen a lot of different government reports coming out in the last year about how the majority of large corporations pay almost no taxes. And they don't get prosecuted. They don't get in trouble. Schmuck cattle American people are there to pay taxes and there to not have due process and have the IRS take your homes with no judge, jury, no due process. Daily Mail, U.S. banking giant switches billions in debt to Britain to avoid paying corporate taxes for 60 years. Merrill Lynch might not pay corporate taxes for the next 60 years and emerge today. The giant American investment bank, which employs thousands in the city, has made the losses of $29 billion for its exposure to U.S. subprime. Then it goes on to see how it's moved overseas. Dick Cheney, Halliburton, Blackwater, thousands of corporations are all leaving, and they passed a law this year that American citizens can't take our wealth outside the country. Slaves come in, they don't come out. One report there for you. Also, Los Angeles program to give $2.2 billion to Mexican trucking firms, Landline Magazine, to help them destroy U.S. trucking jobs. The globalists want to create monopoly. See, when things get worse in the economy, Walmart does better, 70% profit. These are predatory. They're black holes. It's all about consolidation, destroying free markets. We're going to go out the next 5 minutes with the police chief interview I did live in studio a few days ago. Then we're going to come back and finish out the show with some of the highlights of that in the final segment. Infowars.com is the website. Here it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am really excited. And he's a really nice guy. I guess that's why he's already a major police chief in a major city as young as he is. And he's got a long bio here, but I thought that he was for the rest of the hour being very gracious about that. Art Acevedo, he is the Austin police chief who's now been in, what, close to a year or so?
A little over a year.
And we're honored to have you, sir.
Yeah, good to be here. Finally get to meet you.
Well, it's great to have you in studio with us today. Just out of the gates, instead of reading your lengthy bio, tell us a little bit about yourself, because this is an international audience, obviously, not just in Austin.
Okay, well, I'm 44 years old. I'm a proud father of three kids, a 19-year-old, 16-year-old, and a 4-month-old. I was born in Havana, Cuba. I migrated to the United States, one of the lucky ones that got out of Cuba in 68. Always wanted to be a cop, became a cop, loved being a cop, and I did it out of a desire to really serve. I love people. I think being a cop is really about dealing with people, and if you can deal with people, you have people skills, you can be very successful at policing.
Now, obviously, you've got courage coming into the Lions game here.
Well, hey, I frisked you down. I don't see any weapons on you, so, you know, words can't kill you, I hope.
No, listen, we have always wanted a relationship with the police.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't like the fact, and I've probably even been bad in the past, bashing police too much, and that kind of combats police into their own little culture.
Right.
Instead of having the public and the police interface. And I know that since you've gotten in, you've done a lot of things I've actually really agreed with, some things I've disagreed with, really have been interfacing with the media, the public. I mean, you've got to be the hardest working police chief I've ever seen living in Austin for the last 18 years.
Well, great. Well, thank you for that. But, you know, it's important. Look, we have nothing to hide. I really believe that through transparency comes trust, and the more transparent we are, the more we engage the community. Sometimes we're going to have to agree to disagree, but that's okay. But we have to have a dialogue, because that's what's going to breed trust, and with trust, I think, comes safety and a better quality of life for all of us.
Well, there have been big changes. Also, in the past, if Austin police shot somebody in the back, they would not get in trouble. Now that they have been getting in trouble.
Well, you know, that you're talking about the Kevin Brown shooting. That was a tragic event for everybody involved, including the sergeant was fired. But the reality is we've got to call them as we see them. You know, I know the community likes some of the calls, they'll dislike some of the calls. But I think if people know your heart and they know that you actually care and that you're trying to do the right thing, they may not agree with you, but at least they'll respect the fact that you're trying and that your heart's in the right place, which is important.
Well, absolutely, and you've done some other things that have been good, and I've been happy to see police and the union not attacking you as much, because they understand that if they don't clean house, it's just going to be downhill.
You know, and that's true. The reality is we don't have that much cleaning to do. You know, the majority of our cops are really hard-working, dedicated professionals, but it doesn't take more than one or two or three or a handful to really diminish the excellence and destroy the excellence in the bridges that we're building.
I tell you what, we're going to break. That's a great place to leave it off. Stay there, sir. Back in just a few minutes with the Austin Police Chief in studio with us. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is our guest in studio. And now we can start the interrogation.
Here we go.
You like the interrogation room? We have lots of lights, a little bitty room.
I like the padding, you know, so when you get rough with me, I know I'm not going to hurt myself too badly.
You know, I'm surprised that you didn't bring a whole entourage with you. Because other Austin police chiefs I've noticed would normally have an entourage and then guys out in the parking lot. I've you know, worked at a few of the radio stations doing my show out of there, and like the police chiefs would be coming on other shows sometimes, and you'd see guys in the parking lot looking around. And okay, let's get into the tough questions in this short segment. We got a long one coming up after the next break.
Okay.
Plate scanning. They've announced all over the country the feds have put in these license plate reading cameras. Police cars are getting them. It's all part of this larger Northcom grid. You have the emergency management centers where they're bringing in the National Guard, threat assessment, threat matrix systems, this whole Northcom grid. The last police chief actually interviewed in person was the police chief of San Antonio, Ali Philippus, when Delta Force tried to bribe him and ended up in the paper to run covert operations in the city. Your take on all that?
Well, I think any technology, it's not the technology that is bad or evil or anything else. It's how you use it. License plate readers are a good tool when you're looking for an Amber Alert, a partial plate on a kid that's been kidnapped. You can actually program that system. Let's say it's 123 SAM. And all you have is 123, and it'll spit out any car. It'll identify, here's a car that you're looking for. So it helps us in terms of finding wanted vehicles and recovering stolen cars. With that said, if we bring it here, it's solely for our local law enforcement use and nothing else.
But those grids, those grants are paid for by the feds, and if you'd like me to give you documents, I can. They're also feeding into that with NSA technology.
Well, I'm not aware of that. That's something I've never
heard. Okay, well, what about the gunshot detectors they started putting up in 1998, which are really microphones?
Gunshot detectors, we don't have them here. We're very fortunate that we have a city that's a very safe city.
What about the grants that announced in 98 that were putting them in East Austin?
We don't have them here. I mean, if we have them, I haven't seen them or heard of them.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper Spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine, now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Art Acevedo, Austin Police Chief, is our guest for the rest of the hour. Very charming devil, I have to say. We'll be watching him very closely from this time forward.
Well, I think the feeling is mutual. You know what? You're a teddy bear in person. I like watching you.
I am a nice guy.
You are a nice guy.
I get intimidated by police that have been given federally paid for Darth Vader uniforms and aren't wearing badges. And you were talking earlier about seeing video of me on the web or TV or something, where I'm going up to the police downtown who are in their riot gear, and I'm just wanting to see their badges. That's why I was talking to them. Okay, let's bring up the big issue then. You talk about drunk driving. And I've got hundreds of mainstream articles. I know you're aware of this.
You keep saying that.
Well, because you're a smart guy. But I'm saying if you want me to pull any of this up right
Absolutely,
now, I can.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we document it. Claims I'm making are not claims. They're facts.
Okay.
Sheriffs, police chiefs all over the country have said that they pull over a van, say, with 15 illegal aliens in it.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have IDs. None of them have insurance. Some of them are drunk. They pick them up. They take them in. ICE won't pick them up. The judges in the city say $50 fines. We don't have any ID. We're letting them go. The famous railway serial killer killed a bunch of people, been going around for years, couldn't be caught. You talk about tracking things and having accountability. Citizens are having their plates scanned, face scanned, controlled, police everywhere, children spying on us in the schools. But then meanwhile, I know for a fact in Austin, Texas, and I've had a bunch of Austin police tell me this, and it happened. One night I pulled up at this office, and I see two police cars and the lights going about a year and a half ago, and I walk up, and my IT guy, it's actually a contractor, is in handcuffs. He goes, oh, yeah, my license expired. I haven't got it renewed. And they said, yep, we're just having to arrest him. And I said, and it turned out the cops kind of bowled up when I first pulled up, and they said, oh, Alex Jones, how you doing? We're fans of the show. But then they went ahead and said, no, we got to arrest him. And I said, but if he was an illegal alien, you probably wouldn't. He says, you know what? They just let him go, and we're not encouraged to do it, and Austin's a sanctuary city. Now, so what do you say to that claiming drunk drivers when statistically, you talk about Austin being hard-drinking. We know folks from south of the border are hard-drinking, too, just like Texans.
Well, look, I've been talking about this on Spanish media and on Spanish radio, and it's from the day I got here. If you commit a crime in the city, if you commit a violation, I don't care if you're legal or illegal, we're going to enforce the law. That is our job. And
now, this was a year and a half ago, but why did the officers tell me they weren't supposed to arrest them a year and a half ago?
You know what? Some of it may be their own perception. The reality is when we take enforcement action, we base it on the statutes and the ordinances in the city without regard to socioeconomic standing.
Is this a sanctuary city? It's listed as one.
This is not a sanctuary city because when we book people at the jail, ICE has access to the jail.
They don't come, do they? What do you do when you don't know who somebody is and there's been a stabbing and you got three witnesses and it's hard to prosecute because nobody knows who these people are? And then also then that victimizes these communities because they're lawless.
Well, absolutely, because there's two things here that are happening. First of all, immigration control starts at the border. You got to secure your borders. I think that most major city chiefs, that is actually a policy position of major city chiefs here in the country, is that we've got to secure our borders. The second part, though, is that we have to be serious about it, because here's the unintended consequence. If I become an actually, it's an unintended mandate for me to be doing ICE's work or immigration's work. But here's the problem. If it is a revolving door where 3 days after you get them, if we became an arm of immigration, they're going to be right back. What can happen is that we lose the trust of that community. It's going to be here, and we lose witnesses, we lose victims, and we all lose. I have friends that work for the federal government in California, in Southern California, that used to be frustrated that they'd take people down on the bus, and the joke was that the people that were deported beat the bus back.
Well, they also
to downtown LA.
They also kill police, federal police. They commit murders, and Mexico will not extradite back to the U.S. if there's a death penalty.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is literally like the Wild West. You know about the rocket attacks in Nuevo Laredo. You know about the truck bomb in Dallas. You know about Los Zetas paramilitary Mexican troops are now, and I reported this 3 years before it hit the mainstream, are now carrying out operations. The police are scared of them. MS-13, I mean, it's, and then meanwhile, my guy's got an expired license. He's off the jail.
Well, again, our official position here is that if you break the law, if you violate the law, we're going to treat you the same, whether you're legal or illegal. You're going to go to jail.
So what do you do when you pull an illegal alien over who's driving a car and they don't have insurance? I mean, how do you write them a ticket if you don't know who they are?
Well, if you cannot reasonably identify who a person is, then you take them forthwith to get them identified. Another thing that we're looking
at. So you are taking people to jail who you don't know who they are.
Our policy allows our officers that if you cannot identify a person, you can go forth with
them. But see, that's their discretion. You can go forth. I mean, yeah, the police are encouraged to go out and write tickets and generate revenue on the almost broke-back city, even though we're a wealthy city. But meanwhile, you see, look, let's be honest, Chief. You know and I know there's a double standard. There's a double standard in 867 sanctuary cities, and Austin is on the map as one of the worst in the country after L.A., Denver, Chicago. We got a Mexican, you know, consulate, our mission here, which hands out these Cracker Jack...
The consular...
Matricula.
Matricula, yeah.
I mean, I had the leader of the Republican Senate on a few years ago, and he in one day himself went and got four fake IDs from Mexican consulate.
Well, it is a challenge, but you know the problem for us in this, as police officers at the local level, is policing a community that we know is here, and policing a community that we don't control the borders. We have to control what's in our city, and I think some of the frustration is that. The reality is the way that you deal with immigration is you dry up jobs, you dry up some of those opportunities. People wouldn't come here illegally. And to me, that's if you're going to get serious, that's where you start, is with employers.
Oh, I agree. I am for throwing them. I mean, plus, just as a citizen, I want people to be able to have entry-level jobs, no matter what color they are. We've got hundreds of millions of people that want to come here. What if there was a huge terror attack somewhere in the United States and they said that we have to implement PDD 51, basically making the president a dictator? What would you do then if they told you, you know, gave you a list, and they have these, it's been the Houston Chronicle now, of 3,000 Austinites to be picked up, and Alex Jones is on there. And there's no judge, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury. It's just go pick up Alex Jones.
Well, we'd say Alex Jones, we know him. We're going to vouch for him. But the reality is we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
You'll cross the bridge
to figure out what if it's a lawful order, and we'll make that decision based on what we know to be right.
I mean, we got the city to throw out the Patriot Act here locally, you know, to say that we oppose it.
Remember the bottom line is just remember, we are a local police department. We are a separate entity, and we will operate based upon what our own city statutes are and our requirements are, and I think that's what would be.
But we know that they've trained the police to drive the buses and pick up people during riots, and we know they have the emergency center out at the old airport, the overflow center. Mm-hmm. Is that still there with the bolts and chains on the floor?
I haven't seen it since I've been here.
I mean, are you aware of that?
There's a bolts and chains where?
The little FEMA camp they've got at the old Mueller Airport.
I haven't seen it.
No.
But you know what? The old airport, I think that's pretty much been torn
privatized,
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying
to. Tell you what, stay there. 1 minute break, Chief. Interrogating him, and I'd like to give him the last 5 minutes. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo, to talk about whatever he thinks is most important, to get out any websites or any points he's making. I would like to see other police chiefs across the country. We're running Chicago, L.A., San Diego, Kansas City, other places. If you want to come on this show, you are welcome. We'd love to hear from you here as well, because one thing that will fight tyranny is the people truly being involved in their government and being friends with the police, but not a spy way, but in a, you know, in the way you're doing it. And so it humanizes both sides.
Well, again, and I think familiarity breeds trust and respect, and the reality is at least we know each other's positions, and we don't have to agree on everything, but we can agree to disagree.
Please don't take me to the FEMA camp.
No, we have a special lockup for you. I'm kidding. Trust me, we don't have any black helicopters following you around. I only have one helicopter, for God's sakes. I'm trying to get a second. But the reality is...
Oh, it buzzes my house daily.
That must be Tank, one of our guys with a good sense of humor. The reality is we have a great police department here in Austin. We live in a great city. Our goal, though, is that we don't want to be naive to think that things can't worsen for us in terms of crime if we don't stay on top of it. We want to be proactive. We want to be aggressive. But we want to be respectful of people's rights. And most importantly, we want to make sure that everybody's treated the same and equally. Ultimately, no matter whatever happens in this city that impacts public safety, the federal government isn't going to answer to that. The state isn't going to answer to that. The chief of police of Austin, Texas, is going to answer to Austinites, because I work for them. There is no excuse. We have to stay on top of issues. But know this, we are here to serve. We have nothing to hide. We're a transparent organization, and we're not afraid to answer the tough questions.
Well, I have said this. Things have changed since you've been here. We're seeing changes everywhere.
No.
But I just want you to realize those governing the federal government do not have the same altruistic goals of you, I will assure you. I mean, look at all the chemical and biological, radiological testing they've done on the American people. Do you know about Tuskegee and all that?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I mean, the point is, let's stop completely trusting government. As well, let's get involved in government. All right, folks. So there's like 45 minutes more of it up on Infowars.com. I am out of time. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I want to thank all the affiliate sponsors, listeners. Trey and Paul, and they're doing a great job. Got another film coming out that Jason Furmus made. I produced it. Fabled Enemies. Check out the trailers at Infowars.com. Now get out there and take on tyranny.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.